Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We are still reading from my glorious master. This is continuing from the last reading, which was quite a while ago. This is in Honolulu, Hawaii, 1976. Prabhupada then spoke about something he had recently translated from the end of the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, making the point that a guru is none different from Krishna because he represents Krishna in distributing, quote, Krishna knowledge. Similarly, he points out, the Krishna consciousness movement is also Krishna, for it too performs the same function of giving Krishna knowledge. Prabhupada continued to explain that a guru may be considered ordinary by ordinary people, but he is nevertheless extraordinary because he functions purely in Krishna's service. Prabhupada then cautioned that two dangers can dilute his mission's potency, thinking, quote, I'll enjoy, and the attempt to appease people, thinking, quote, I'll be unacceptable if I don't offer compromises. His conclusion was that the devotees should cooperate to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Continuing, that was from the comments, my comment on what was going on. Then continuing what's going on. Thus, Prabhupada clearly expressed his desire that the devotees, quote, combinedly and, quote, vigorously preach. The urgency of the preaching mission necessitates the strength fostered by unity. Despite the acceptance of that necessity, problems cooperating nevertheless occur. Guru Kripa says, sometimes, Srila Prabhupada, it just seems there is a difference in the way Krishna consciousness is being. Prabhupada says, why different? Guru Kripa, well, there's only one way, Prabhupada. So now why should there be different? The formula is there. Why there should be difference? Guru Kripa, then there is someone who's not doing it properly, according to the Prabhupada says, that should be settled up. Suppose you are not doing properly. I can say, this is this, and show you how to do it another way. Pushta Krishna, we should work together. Prabhupada, that I want. Hari Suri, there's no problem, but the thing is, they simply don't want to cooperate with the ISKCON movement. Prabhupada, but why? Hari Suri, that no one knows. They simply just don't want to mix. Prabhupada, that we can settle up by sitting together. Why there should be difference? My comment. The devotees will now bring specific issues of contention to Prabhupada's attention. Tension between the individuals present over methods of spreading Krishna consciousness becomes apparent. Yet, Prabhupada nevertheless remains hopeful that they can reach a positive resolution by, quote, sitting together in his presence. Hari Sori says, just like in New Zealand, originally they split from ISKCON, and now gradually you're bringing them back to the same standard again. Like now you're encouraging them to build a temple and install deities. That means they have to come up to the required Brahminical standard again. So why was there any need to go away in the first place? But still they won't cooperate. Now they'll have to do it their own way. That's their problem. Disciple. There are a lot of devotees here who follow the principles, who don't shave up, and they still wear kami clothes pretty much. But they're clean. They're devotees. And in this way, they're attracting many of the local people because they're able to relate to them. Prabhupada. So that, disciple, they're not lowering your standard. Prabhupada. No, naturally. But they are initiated, they must shave. They must keep to the standard. And if one becomes initiated and he still keeps the hippie form, that does not look nice. Do you think that's all right? No, that is not good. So long they're coming as outsider, joining kirtan, they may have their own dress. It doesn't matter. But when they are to be initiated, they must follow the rules and regulations given by the spiritual master. Disciple said, so? Prabhupada, otherwise they should not be initiated. It is a simple thing. Let them go on chanting, taking prasad, but when they are to be initiated, they must follow. If you don't want to disturb them, let them come, chant, dance, take prasadam. We have no objection, but don't recommend them for initiation unless he agrees to the rules and regulations given by the spiritual master. Where is the wrong? Where is the difficulty? You can talk with him like that. Prabhupada speaks further, and the conversation continues. Disciple says, I think it's pretty clear, Srila Prabhupada, but just for clarification, they're working. They have a very nice store, and they're distributing foodstuffs to all the other stores on the island. And they're working a lot within the society, with the commies, I guess. So their thinking is that if we shave our heads and wear robes like that, then they'll look at us, Prabhupada. Who is prohibiting to chant? You can chant. You can dance. You can take prasad. Continuing here. Prabhupada insists that those chanting Hare Krishna who desire to take initiation come to the standard of surrender to his order, his rules, and his regulations. Those not up to that standard may chant Hare Krishna and remain independent as friends. It's seen that many of the, quote, outside devotees, both in New Zealand and Hawaii, had long hair. Quote, if one becomes initiated and he still keeps the hippie form, that does not look nice. Do you think that is all right? No, that is not good. End quote. Despite Prabhupada stressing these points, no great contention seems yet to have arisen. We'll end here. And the conversation goes on. Hare Krishna.